You got the holidays, you got taking over the new team, and then you got trying to make roster moves for a team that's currently in second place in the Northern Division. What did you want to accomplish at the trade deadline, and who have you brought in?
Well, we kind of got thrown a curveball right at the Christmas break. I mean, everybody's aware of Cage Harding. You know, he's probably the MVP of the AJHL this year, or one of the, well, if not the best defenseman in the league at 19, and he's, you know, there's a reason why he's a third-round pick to the Chicago Blackhawks and commit to Providence. And, you know, the Blackhawks kind of stated to him in early December that they may have had a plan for him to go up to Providence early, and so we ended up getting the news from him shortly before the break that, you know, he was going to fulfill that and move up to Providence in the second half. So we had a major hole to fill on our back end. And when we say major, I mean to replace Cage Harding, that's 6'7", 235 pounds. That's going to probably take two defensemen, not just one, to replace him. So that was kind of the first thing on the docket that we needed to address, was finding two defensemen. And we were able to bring in Chris Kobelka from Trail, and then most recently Braden Miller from the Moose Jaw Warriors, who was a Western Hockey League guy, and we were able to sign him at the deadline. So we were able to address both of our needs on the back end, and then the other need was skill and scoring. And we felt we have a lot of character, a lot of leadership, a lot of guys that play hard, work hard, compete hard, but we needed more skill and scoring. So we went out and acquired Dylan Clark, who is the Calgary Canucks' leading scorer and has obviously been a staple in the South Division for the last few years and a really good player. And then we brought in Danny Ciccarello from Trail in the BCHL. And again, another guy that's big, strong, built for the North Division playoffs, and another guy that shoots rockets and can score. So we feel we did very well at the deadline, along with acquiring a depth piece in Jared Miller from the Lloyd Bobcats. And you know, it basically rounded out all of our needs, and we felt we were going to need, three to four pieces. And even when I talked to Gord, when he stepped away, he said that's probably what they would need to, you know, really compete for a North Division title, let alone getting to the AJHL championship. And we were able to get five. So we feel we did well, and hopefully, it'll translate into a lot of success moving into the second half now.
Yeah, that's quite a haul. And again, restocking the shelves there for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. Continuing to talk with their head coach, Adam Manna. And one of those players that you brought in there is certainly familiar to the old Grizzlies in Dylan Clark, who have matched up with so many times with the Calgary Canucks over the last couple of seasons. What do you like about Dylan Clark?
Just kind of what I mentioned, along with his skill and scoring. I mean, he's a 20-goal guy. And so, you know, could Clarky be, you know, a 30-goal guy or at least a 25-goal guy by the end of the year? I definitely think so. I mean, he's got a high hockey IQ. He plays in the middle, which we needed more depth at the center position. So when you kind of mix all those components in, and the fact that he can play a 200-foot game, I mean, he's just a well-rounded player that we need. But again, most importantly, he's a guy that can play on our power play, provide that extra skill, that scoring, that playmaking ability. And again, you guys have seen it, you know, playing the Canucks for the last few years, of how dynamic of a player he is. And we were hot after his tail since before the Christmas break, and just trying to connect with Brad Moran and seeing what his plan was moving into the deadline. So we were pretty happy and pretty fortunate that we were able to land him. And again, he's going to be a heavily relied upon guy in our lineup moving forward.
You are about to start the final third of the season with 20 games left. You're also about to start a five-game road trip. How are you breaking down the rest of your calendar here as you guys push towards the playoffs for your team, Adam?
Well, I love the question because, I mean, as a coaching staff, we can break it down, but what we've done is kind of put the onus on the players. Now that we have our group, we did our goal setting yesterday before we took off for the trip, and, you know, the boys came up with their team goals, whether it was short-term or long-term. And, one of their short-term goals heading into the weekend is, you know, we got to get four or five wins out of these next six games. And it's going to be tough to accomplish that, but the boys feel they can do it. And they know they need to do it if we're going to stay on pace with, Spruce Grove and stay ahead of Bonnyville, who's who's not that far behind us either. So, you know, we're looking ahead, but we're also, you know, watching what's behind us and what's creeping up. So, I mean, that's the short-term goal. And then the long-term goal, I guess, would be, you know, to try and clinch that first round bye and clinch the North Division. So, you know, two goals that are attainable, that are realistic for our group. But again, it's going to be, you know, a lot of hard work, and we feel that our game can improve and get better here as we go. So that's kind of how we're breaking it down and how we're looking at it. But the players are coming up with their own goals, and for us as a coaching staff, we're just there to guide them and show them the way from there. So hopefully, again, like I said, you know, they will be able to fulfill those goals, and we'll be able to get to where we want to go.
As you mentioned, your first game as the head coach of the Fort McMurray Oil Barons was against the Olds Grizzlies back on December the 10th. What did you see from Olds in that game, and now coming here to Olds for this weekend's contest with them in the midst of a lengthy losing streak? You know, what did you want your team to guard against?
Well, you definitely can't, you know, you can't sleep on the Grizz. I mean, they play hard. They work hard. They never quit. I mean, you can see they've beaten Bonnieville twice this year, which is a very good North Division team, and, you know, had Whitecourt down the other nights. You know, I think it was multiple times, but they're going to be a tough team to play against in terms of those things. And obviously they've made some changes since the trade deadline as well, whether it was an early move with Hackett and Singer and bringing in Liam Hughes, who was in Sherwood Park last year with me. So, I mean, bringing in a skilled guy that can be, you know, a guy that can score for them. And I believe, Scotty just named him their captain as well. So, you know, they've made some moves to upgrade. And they've also brought in Jared Whale on the pipes who just brings some stability there. So definitely not going to be an easy game for us. We know they're going to play hard and they're going to work extremely hard. So we got to be ready for that. And obviously they're well coached with Scotty behind the bench and their entire staff. So we have to make sure that we're ready and we don't look at, you know, kind of what you mentioned there with the losing streak or where they're at. They're trying to make the playoffs as well and try and climb, you know, back up, you know, to make it a race with the Canucks. So we got to make sure that we do our job and come ready to play.
Great. And the last one for you, Adam, just kind of out of personal curiosity, because, again, you were a player in Fort Mac and now you're a coach there. They obviously have the most travel of any team in the league. How big an advantage do you feel that is when teams have to come up there and, you know, get off the bus and face you guys, and vice versa? You know, how much of a disadvantage do you feel when you guys wind up being on the road as much as you are?
Well, yeah, it's a good question, because I think the road teams feel it more. Maybe more so than we do. I remember being a player, and I honestly loved the bus rides. I mean, we always go down the day before, because the trips are, they are obviously longer. Our shortest trip is 4.5 hours to Edmonton. But, you know, for this trip, for example, I mean, we traveled down today. The guys got to, you know, kind of watch movies, relax, catch up on sleep if they needed to. So we feel we're pretty well rested on the road. There's really no excuses for us. But on the flip side of that, I think the road teams coming up to Fort Mac, I mean, they get to see the travel that we have to endure, throughout the whole season. And it's not easy jumping off the bus, especially when teams travel up the day up, right? So, you know, we have a little bit, you know, have an advantage of doing things a little bit different than most teams. But, you know, we play to our strengths. So that is one of our strengths, is being a good road team and making sure that we do the right things on the road in terms of taking care of ourselves and preparing the right way. So hopefully, again, coming down the night before for this trip, it's going to be a grind, 5 games in 6 nights. So we really got to be good in that department and making sure that we're setting ourselves up for success.
Excellent. Well, happy New Year to you, Adam, and continued success here in your first season and behind the bench for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot, and it's great catching up with you.